Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a moment when a single logo, a simple swirl of colors and a namaste gesture signals that the world's most powerful emerging economies are about to gather under India's stewardship in 2026. That moment arrived when External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar unveiled the official BRICS India 2026 logo, theme and website, marking the formal start of India's chairmanship after Brazil, and announcing that New Delhi will host the 18th BRICS summit. First, let us understand what BRICS actually is. It is a grouping of major emerging economies, originally Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, named after the initials of its five founding members. The bloc coordinates on global governance, economic development and multilateral reform. The story begins in 2001, when Jim O'Neill, an economist at Goldman Sachs, coined the term BRIC in a paper titled Building Better Global Economic BRICS to describe the world's four fastest growing major economies at the time. The first BRIC summit was held in Yekaterinburg, Russia, in 2009. A year later, South Africa joined, adding the S and turning BRIC into BRICS. The inaugural summit with South Africa took place in Sanya, China, in 2011. Now let us turn to the historic expansion that reshaped the bloc. At the 15th summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, in August 2023, five new members were invited, effective from 1 January 2024, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Argentina was also invited but declined after President Javier Milei took office. With these additions, BRICS now counts 10 full members, representing roughly 45% of the world's population, about 35% of global gross domestic product on a purchasing power parity basis, and around 25% of worldwide merchandise trade. The inclusion of major oil producers, Saudi Arabia, the UAE and Iran, gives the grouping significant energy leverage and fuels discussions on alternatives to the petrodollar. Now, what does India's chairmanship for 2026 entail? India took over the chair from Brazil, which will hold it in 2025. The theme for the year is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, deliberately chosen so that the initial letters spell BRICS. The logo features floral petals colored in the hues of all member nations, centered around a namaste gesture that reflects India's tradition of welcoming with joined hands, known as Anjali Mudra. The official portal, BRICS2026.gov.in, will serve as the digital hub for the year's activities. The work of BRICS rests on three traditional pillars. First, the political and security pillar, where member states discuss diplomatic coordination and regional stability. Second, the economic and financial pillar, which covers trade, investment, and monetary cooperation. Third, the people-to-people pillar, focusing on cultural exchange, education, and tourism. Throughout 2026, India will host a series of ministerial meetings, working group sessions and sector-specific forums that align with these pillars, culminating in the 18th summit. Why does the chairmanship matter for India? Remember this point: as chair, India gets to set the agenda. It can steer discussions toward trade in local currencies, reforms of Bretton Woods institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, climate finance, and digital connectivity. Second, the role amplifies India's leadership of the Global South, building on the One Earth, One Family, One Future vision that guided its G20 presidency in 2023. The BRICS chair extends that influence into the post-G20 era, positioning India as a bridge between developed and developing nations. Third, consider the new development bank, the bloc's development finance institution headquartered in Shanghai. India's KOV Kamath was the bank's first president, serving from 2015 to 2020. With the chair, India can shape the bank's lending priorities to reflect Indian infrastructure models and sustainable development goals. Fourth, the ongoing debate on de-dollarization finds a natural forum within BRICS. While members are increasingly keen to reduce reliance on the US dollar, India has been cautious. The repeatable trade mechanism with Russia has faced operational challenges, yet the chair places India at the center of these evolving conversations. Finally, the dynamic with China adds a layer of complexity. China remains the dominant economic weight in the group, and the recent expansion further amplifies its influence. At the same time, India and China continue to grapple with border tensions. As chair, India must balance asserting its leadership while managing China's tendency to use multilateral platforms to advance its own agenda. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The original BRICS members are Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The term was coined by Jim O'Neill of Goldman Sachs in 2001. The first summit took place in Yekaterinburg, Russia, in 2009, and South Africa joined in 2010, with the first BRICS summit held in Sanya, China, in 2011. The 15th summit in Johannesburg in 2023 announced the enlargement that added Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates from 1 January 2024, Argentina declined. India will chair in 2026, succeeding Brazil, and will host the 18th summit. The theme is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, and the logo features a namaste with colored petals. The official website is brics2026.gov.in. The new development bank, established at the Fortaleza Summit in 2014, has its headquarters in Shanghai, an authorized capital of $100 billion, and its first president was K.V. Kamath of India. BRICS now accounts for roughly 45% of the world's population, 35% of global GDP on a PPP basis, and 25% of merchandise trade. Its combined nominal GDP in 2024 is about $28 trillion, compared with the G7's $47 trillion. Previous summits include the 16th in Kazan, Russia, in 2024, the 15th in Johannesburg, 2023, the 14th in Beijing, 2022, virtual, and India's last in-person summit in Goa in 2016, the 8th overall. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, you need to remember the founding year 2009, the 2001 O'Neill paper, South Africa's entry in 2010, the 2023 Johannesburg enlargement, the 5 new members, India's chair in 2026, the theme and logo, the 18th summit, the new development bank's Shanghai headquarters, and K.V. Kamath as its first president. For mains, think about India's multilateral diplomacy, the contrast between BRICS and the G7 in terms of global order, India's role as a global South voice, the strategic balancing act with China, the de-dollarization debate, and the NDB as an alternative development finance mechanism. In sum, India's stewardship of BRICS in 2026 is more than a ceremonial title. It is a strategic platform for shaping global economic governance, championing the interests of the Global South, and steering the bloc's agenda on resilience, innovation, cooperation, and sustainability. This moment offers a vivid illustration of how multilateral institutions can be leveraged to advance national and collective development goals.